Welcome to the Litho Podcast. We're here to entertain, inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Marker, run with the will, and produce Digimon Blu-ray.
I'm Dev Q, and I want a new job.
That could be your recurring thing, Dev. How have the past few weeks been for you? Minus wanting a new job.
It's been very hot. Very soul-destroyingly hot, yes.
Yes, it's been like that out here also. I have the fan on higher than normal, and that's why I readed the...
Look, I live in the cold, frozen north. It should not be this hot.
Yeah, I readed the noise reduction because I'm like, I cannot turn off the fan. I have to make sure the noise reduction works.
Like, well, you're in the state that's on fire, so...
To be fair, that's normal out here.
Yeah.
Okay, on to... Well, we'll start with Liberator. This one was kind of very straightforward. It's the rest of the battle, and that's the whole chapter.
That's all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Although I like the little Arisa intro thing, like her being up at 6:30 a.m. after staying up all night because she's still strategizing.
It's like, it's a good look into her personality. Like, yeah. She is so hyped.
Yeah. And the art was good this chapter. I really liked. I also like Shumon didn't really know about Syndrillmon, but Arisa had studied the deck so well she knew.
Which is funny, because usually it's the opposite way around. Sort of like, oh, I am the creature. I know my forms better than you. It's like, what the fuck is this? Oh, yeah. I can turn blue. Okay.
Although it really does end up being a bit of a jump, because did we even have Shumon before this chapter?
No.
Yeah, so we get a full run of evolutions in half a chapter, which may be a record for what is theoretically the second main character.
Speed run evolution, just clipping right through everything.
And also, you can tell how many people do not know their anime when they're like, oh, she's doing Nokia's pose from Cyber Sleuth. And it's like, no, that's Gunbuster.
Like, everything copies from everything else.
Yeah. I don't have much to say with this one because the character stuff was good. Most of it was card game stuff. The weirdest thing is Violet, when she does like the Tsundere run at the end, it feels like she's supposed to say something. Don't you think so?
Yeah. Just like, I expected, like, okay, why is there no text here? Did they forget something? And then I checked the Japanese version. It's like, no, there's also no text here either. So I guess it was just, hey, you've seen this kind of the villain of the day runs away laughing at the...
Yeah, the closest thing that I can guess is they said that, like, she's purposely trying to emulate anime and stuff. Is it possible the idea is she doesn't know she's supposed to say something as she's running away?
But no one else says anything either. They just stand and point a little bit?
I guess. I don't know. The character stuff was nice in this chapter, even if it wasn't the focus, though. And Syndrillmon,
like, her dedication to her Three Musketeers deck.
Yeah. It was nice to have it featured, though, and have all three of them featured. Although, was there less of Bellstarmon than you would have expected?
Yeah. It's like, here's my ace!
And then we see a bunch of Magna Kidmon. Yeah. And then...
Maybe they didn't want to upstage Syndrillmon.
I guess that makes sense. And then Tips Column 6 was giving information about the Game Masters. It's always interesting.
Like, they're down to earth.
It's weirdly interesting to see the art they choose for these. Because some of them, they're picking like multiple things. They're picking sample art. And other times, it's like, here is one vertical frame. Although I will say this, I would be willing to bet money that the next one is going to be a battle analysis.
You know what? That does make sense, especially since they are finished that particular battle. So, like, hey, learn to play the card game some more.
Then V-Jump had a half page dedicated to Violet and showing the D storage.
I love her. She's stupid.
Yeah, she's... I just like that it's kind of framed as she's doing her best to emulate a type of character, and it does not necessarily fit her. Like, it frames that she wants to be friends, but she won't ask, but also they show a flashback frame or two to when they met, and she's, like, dragging her off as a friend while trying to mock anime personality.
Like, you can't do all of it at once. You're crossing the streams.
She's going to try, though. And then, moving on from Liberator, we have some anniversaries. So first up, it's the 22nd anniversary of the Digimon Frontier movie, which, weirdly, is one of the, like, more well-regarded of the old Digimon anime films.
It's pretty self-contained, so...
Yeah. That helps, because you're not sitting there going, Although it doesn't necessarily... This is another one where it kind of doesn't make sense where it's supposed to fit.
Yeah, it's just kind of its own thing off over there.
Then we get the 24th anniversary of when Digimon Adventure 3D Digimon Grand Prix first ran at Sanrio Purrowland. So it ran there for 2 years in the 3D motion ride. Ended up in other places, ended up on DVD and Blu-ray, but that's when it originally began as a ride.
Digimon Wacky Races.
Yeah, that, you really can't describe it better than that, can you? It is just wacky races, and it's fun wacky races with that. And then today is the second anniversary of when Survive came out in Japan.
I keep forgetting Survive exists.
It feels like there was a month after release when hype was still building up, and then it just vanished.
Thing is, like, aside from, like, getting all the endings, there's not a lot of replay value to it, so...
Yeah, makes sense.
It's, like, something you're playing as, like, a challenge.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, I got all the story, I'm done.
Yeah, sounds about right. Then, we have some of our first detail... We had, like, titles and some basic stuff, but we have actual information for the Digimon comics now.
I'm very excited.
So, we knew the first... I say first issue. We don't know how it's going to be distributed on Digimon Web. I assume when they mean issue, they mean like, hey, day of release. So there will be 5 the first day, not 4, like we were told. The new one is Digimon Seekers Witch of the Crossroads. It is a prequel showing Zhu Yulin.
Okay.
I'm interested to see what they do with that, because when I look at the image, I can't tell if she's supposed to be in like her early 20s or if she's supposed to be in like stylized high school gear.
It's really hard to tell. I'm like,
I mean,
okay,
to be fair, it is a small magazine page and has a pendulum progress, which shows she has bad taste. So after that, let's go over the others. So Digimon Recollection, Riko, a high school girl who loves Digimon pets, struggles to restore her Digimon toys that have materialized. This is the one that feels like it's going to be the most fun.
I love the artwork. I love the character design. Everything is so silly.
So the weird thing is the main piece of like cover art here. We've seen this before. This is the one they showed us when they announced the formal titles. I guess a lot of people did not realize that her gear is meant to be Omegamon.
Huh.
I think because it was so small before, people were like, oh, she has Omegamon hair clips, but they didn't necessarily notice, like, the jacket, the eyes, and everything, where, like, her entire outfit is Omegamon themed. And also, the little thumbnail image, the image preview, just, like, the very fun art. Then
she's so happy. She's just completely covered in babies.
Yeah, there's a 99% chance this is going to be our favorite, I think. Because it feels like this is going to be dumb in a good way.
I love it when there's just dumb shit. Just make it relentlessly stupid.
Then we have Digimon Knuckles. Haruka, a boy whose father has gone missing, is visited by the Holy Knight Gankumon. Gankumon has shown up to act as his father.
And flip tables.
Yeah, this one feels like it's going to be slightly fun, but hopefully have... I don't know if we should take this as having real battles, or if it's going to be like him punching a wall and, like, giving advice.
Like, also, is this supposed to be, like, more serious, where are they on a journey looking for his father, or is this guy just shows like, hey, I'm your dad now?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Then we get Digimon Paradox. Reiji, a kind-hearted Yankee, rescues a Digimon that is a biological weapon from the future. A full-fledged sci-fi battle unfolds across time and space. I can't tell if this is actually serious or if this is all very tongue-in-cheek to what we will get.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell.
like, a lot of people reading and going, oh, it's a biological weapon, it's going to be serious with battles. I can't tell how serious this is. Especially when you look at the
from basically a single sentence.
But also when you get the thumbnail, it's like, okay, it's a character holding a bat and a Wanyamon is standing behind him. It feels like a little tongue-in-cheek. And then the last one is Hiragana Digimon, A Tale of the Royal Knights. The latest work of the legendary Digimon manga creator is here. Cute and slightly spiky / prickly Digimon are the focus of this work.
I'm so fucking hyped, you have no idea.
Yeah, this is the one where, like, we know what to expect from Tenryu Yabano. Like, we know what, and especially the thumbnail where it's just him sitting there. But yeah.
I know it's, like, supposed to be just a cloud, but it looks like he's just smoking a cigarette, just completely done with life. Like that one meme image of Keanu Reeves.
I assume that isn't on accident that the cloud is there. And then the second issue will show up November. I'm still not sure if any of these are meant to be ongoing or one-offs.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah. And they also have a little half page dedicated to going, hey, don't forget, you can read Dreamers and V-Tamer. Good for summer reading.
Yep, read V-Tamer.
And then we started to get countdowns for August 1st, giving us little bits of previews of art from the 25th anniversary short, and everyone looking very sad.
Crushing depression. Yeah.
And they also gave us a formal schedule for August 1st. So the trailer will premiere on the AltaVista screen at 5 p.m. That's 1 a.m. Pacific, which, I mean, I'm not going to be there, so it doesn't matter what time it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then the stage greeting will be at 6:30 Japan, which is 2:30 a.m. And do you know why this annoys me a lot, Dev?
Because you won't be able to see it?
No. So, one, the stage greeting is going to be streamed.
Oh, okay.
2:30 a.m. is literally on the cusp of where I could just go, hey, I'm just going to go to sleep. And it's like, no, I can't. And weirdly, I think this is like roughly the exact time when the 15th anniversary stuff was exactly 10 years ago. Like, I remember being up in the middle of the night watching whatever they were streaming from that.
There ain't no rest for the wicked.
And then half an hour after that, they expect the stage thing last half an hour, they will do the 25th anniversary trailer on YouTube. So 3 a.m., which means, because anniversary trailer, it could be 5 minutes, it could be 8 minutes. At 3:10 a.m., I will hopefully be done writing whatever article I have to do and will go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you don't have to go to bed.
Yeah. So, day 8 was Tai Chin Kormon. Day 7 was Takaru and Patamon. Day 6 was Koshiro and Mochimon. 5 was Yamato and Gabumon. And today's 4 is Mimi and Palmon. I will say it is excellent design work in the sense of it looks like it did back then, but also you can see the very tiny touch-ups for design stuff.
Anime Plus.
Yes. And then bunch of previews for the 25th anniversary exhibition. So they've been showing a lot of entryway type stuff first. And these are all renders. When you walk in, you get the 25th anniversary key art with the exhibition logo. And to the left, be all the adventure characters, their versions of the key art. They showed the Koshiro analyzer thing is stupid, and I kind of love it.
But where it's just kind of like they're all floating in midair.
It makes perfect sense, but I wasn't expecting it. Then the Omegamon photo spot. I love this for one key reason. Do you know why?
Didn't they have the same thing somewhere else before?
Sort of. When I first saw it, I'm like, oh my god. The thing from the Tri-Stage play still exists and they're pulling it out. And then I'm looking at the design. I'm like, no, they've redesigned this from scratch. Because the one for the stage play, you have to do it so people in the audience can see the actors well. Here, it's actually redesigned to look nicer because people can take the photos themselves. So like the shoulder parts are much bigger and they can have them look nicer. Yeah.
Cram people in there.
But they also there's going to be scripts, drawings, materials from the show, toys. They also note there'll be handwritten stuff, reproduction style exhibits. they showed off art of Tai Chi's room and the profile art of Agumon. And I believe some of the notes here mention that this was Tai Chi and Hikari's room, but at some point she got her own room. Which I don't think the show ever says that. We're just kind of meant to understand that when we see them in different rooms. We also got the bunch of products on sale. We're not going to go over everything, so, though. We're not going to go over everything, but there's some fun stuff. I'm trying to decide which one. I think I'll just discuss the craziest one. So one thing that especially Digimon anime fans always want to know is, are there any cells they can buy? And no, because of the way the show was made, the only thing Digimon that exists that can have actual cells is the first movie. And I don't think any cell-type materials have ever shown up for it.
So not that I've ever seen. I've been on eBay a very long time.
Yeah, so they've made reproduction cells of Koromon meeting Tai Chi with the multiple layers as you would expect if you bought cells. And current exchange rate's better, but we would normally convert this as being roughly $350.
I mean, it's not a bad price.
No, it's a ton. But whatever amount we think this is going to sell, we're going to be low. Then they did a little commercial for the exhibition, which has some new audio from Chika Sakamoto. And the reason that had new audio is she recorded new audio for an Agumon that will welcome people to the exhibition.
Aww.
And they noted this audio will be exclusive to the exhibition. It is not planned to show up anywhere else.
No! I know. Sean, please go and record it.
Then they showed off the wall art they were doing, which the designs are the balloon art that we've seen for a few months, the 25th anime key art, the redrawn photo art that they've shown. They've shown this a couple places, but this is like the best look we've got at it. And then the adventure key art of them on the little rock outcropping.
Yep.
These are more like $100-ish. I think at current exchange rates, they'd be like $65. And they're like Fujifilm's doing the prints. And they all look really nice, honestly.
Fancy prints.
Yep. And moving on from that, this popped up in the middle of the night and was actually a bit surprising. So they announced a new Digimon History All the Best album for 2015 to 2023 with the opening, ending, and insert songs from Try, Kizuna, and The Beginning with new Try artwork as the cover.
Oh, I was hoping there'd be the orchestral version of Break the Chain on it.
No, because the company that does the music stuff for Adventure, O2, Tamers, Frontier, Savers, etc., they didn't do the music for Cross Wars, Atmon, 2020, and Ghost Game. So that's why you basically never see those mixed in. And of course, 2020 and Ghost Game are newer, but that's why like Cross Wars never showed up in group albums.
That would explain some things.
Yeah. But yeah, so the collection here is pretty good. I'm more just surprised if you look at the key art, it has some of the touches, like Palmon has the slightly, like, not thinner neck, because we can't see, but like the slightly taller head that she had in Try. And like Gabumon and Agumon have more Try-style proportions.
Yeah, you can definitely see that with Agumon the most.
Yeah. And of course, it also helps that Meikumon's there, which makes it very easy. And purchase will be prints of the artwork. And this will show up. This will show up at the exhibition. It appears it will show up elsewhere later, but we will see. Good art, good music selection. It is very weird to, like, was going through the tracks, translating, it's like, oh, Knife of Day, I almost forgot about that. Like, I forgot that was a mock band for a few songs.
I actually have the CD and the giant poster, which is still rolled up. It has never been taken out of its attitude.
I remember the CD of that because they had to replace my scanner. Because when I was scanning the cover to post it, it like was just having green and pink lines everywhere on it.
I remember my absolutely ancient one did that.
And then we have a few video things. So they put up on the Digimon Partners YouTube the evolutions of all the main characters from Adventure.
Very cool.
Which is a nice run through. And then we got a few of the extended 45-second analyzes for Apocalypse, Elecmon, Ogremon, and Andromon. It does feel like at some point they need to just call them, stop calling it 15 if they're not going to go back. Because it's been, like, I don't post these often, but it has been a while since they've actually done a 15-second one.
They just can't quit.
And then, cards. So first up, from LMO4, we have Drimogemon, Gatchaman X, and Amber Memory Boost. Amber Memory Boost is the only new one. Very solid art of Angelmon and Lady Devmon. Very anime-ish.
I kind of want that as a poster. Yeah. Also, that'd be really cool as a deck sleeve art.
I feel like all the new Memory Boost cards, that's true of. But that one looks really good. Vamdemon X is a reprint with color border. And then Jade Memory Boost, new art of Vemon and Wormon. Like, wouldn't this be a great sleeve?
It absolutely fucking would. It'd be so fun.
Yeah, I think it's just all of them for this one. Recharge Plug-in Q, Grand Quagamon Ace, Plug-in Q's color border reprint. Grand Quagamon Ace is a parallel card with new art. Something about the face looks not off, but it like reminds me of something, and I don't remember what. Where it's slightly more curved. I don't know what. I feel like it's some type of robot, though, but I don't know.
Now you have me thinking.
Yeah. Then we have Minomon and Exramon with new color borders and Quantumon with new art. I like the art, although it's super not clear what's actually happening in it. Also, does it feel like it doesn't have the, like, I'm trying to think of the way to word. Does it feel like an older Quantumon?
Yeah, probably because there's more textures, so it doesn't look like, oh, this is maybe a five-year-old.
Yeah, that makes sense. Then we get Digimon Liberator and Analog Boy with color borders. I feel like they need to figure out better color borders for the white cards. Because, like, they sort of don't even register as color borders. Because the normal ones would be gray. These are more of, like, silvery because they don't want to just do white. So just a hair off.
They could always try, like, a kind of like a pearlescent sort of effect.
Yeah, that would... Actually, that... See, we haven't seen the cards. They may have that. Because if you look at some of these, like, if you look at the green, doesn't it feel like that's going to be green foil?
It could.
Yeah, then X Andy Body.
Yeah, I feel like for white cards to differentiate it from, like, silver, it's just like, oh, just throw a little bit of rainbowing in.
Yeah, we'll see. I would hope so. X Andy Body PF, Ejitarmon, and Rival Assassin's Bullet both get color frames. Nothing much to say about these. I like designs. Rival Assassin's Bullet I thought was new art when I first saw it. And then I had to go check and I'm like, nope, just been a while. Cargo Dramon gets removed. Then Sepia Memory Boost gets the most card sleeve art ever with Edamon and Monzaemon.
They're having their own concert together.
And you can also see a Numamon, a few Numamon plus Sukumons and a Chumon.
And just flinging shit everywhere.
Boutmon gets color borders. Great Memory Boost gets new art. That is such good art.
Bunnies.
I will say this. Terrymon seems happy, but does Lopmon look a little nervous?
I would also be nervous if I was anywhere near Terrymon with that grin.
That's true. Then, cards from Card Case Set 2024. Gambamon is a Japanese version of the New Year's red envelope card from China in 2023. Peldramon is new. Peldramon's new art that's used for the card case in the set.
It feels like I've seen this art already.
Well, so I thought the same also. I think it's just that it's a very Peldramon pose. Like, this is kind of like the evolution pose, just from a different angle.
Very fair.
Yeah, so I... Yeah,
if it was a repaint, I believe you absolutely.
Yeah, I did a search, and I'm like, I've seen this art before. It's like, I guess I have it. It just looks familiar. Then we also get Weregrumon X, which is a parallel card included with the Chinese Booster Set 9, which was the Chinese version of Booster 15 Exceed Apocalypse.
It is so fluffy.
Really good art. And I love the blue claw energy effect.
Ooh, I just think that was wind.
And then Seraphimon was a parallel card included with EXC4, which is the Chinese release of EX06 Infernal Ascension. This is really good.
Like,
really good.
From the angle, it's like, oh wait, Serafimon actually has hair.
This is. Do we think that's hair? Or do we think that's just like doing more with the feathering?
Oh, it's kind of like hair.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Like his neck down.
I think it's the color that throws me off. It makes me go, oh, it's just more feathers. I love the animator style to it though. Then the card game also got a 2-page spread in V-Jump. They mostly going over events. They do a little bit of the LMO4. They show a bit of the card case and the Paildramon art. We'll have more to say about the art as they preview more of it. They announced for the Bandai Card Games Fest 24-25 World Tour, they're doing another premium card collection. This one's Memory Boost set. The cards this time are use artwork for Vemon, Lugamon, Dorumon, and the Tamers Trio. We'll get better look at those cards. Then the sleeves at the event will use the 25th SD art.
That is very, very, very busy.
I like that art. I'm not sure how I like it for a sleeve. One, because it's busy, like you said, and two, it's not like it's newer, unique art. Like, there's been tons of products with this that these could have been sold with.
This would be better, like, on a playmat.
No, and, like, they have a lot of stuff like that, but I think what they should have done for the sleeves is the cover of the premium card collection, where it's the black with the gold lines and it has the card art.
Oh, yes, I see.
In that diamond formation. That should have been the sleeves. They should have done these as sleeves that you could just buy from Premium Bandai when they were doing all that SD stuff. Because, you know, there's tons of products with this, but I like the art. I do agree with you, though, just a hair busy for sleeve. You know, I need to see how it's printed first, now that I think about it. Because if it's printed nicely, it being busy might not matter as much. It's just that size and the print quality is what's going to decide.
Yeah,
that.
It's like a little, like, 2x, like, little 3-inch little plastic thing. Yeah. Like, how, yeah.
Yeah, so these will be available September in Dallas when it starts. I assume every stop on the tour will have these. But we will see.
Any near me.
What was that?
Wondering if there's any near me.
There were two locations in the U.S. It was Dallas and I'm pulling up. I do not have the link, so we'll have to check later.
That's probably not me.
Then Card Battle had two stops to Digimon Card Room. The first one they did was How to Build a Deck, and I remember when I was taking screenshots of this, I decided, oh, I'm going to take the one where they literally show a sample layout with no cards, just what type of cards are good to start with. Because, like, they're really getting into the, this is what you should do. Because not even giving you card suggestions at first, just going, here's a sample of how many cards of each type.
That is a good idea. Yes. Very helpful.
No, cartoonishly helpful, honestly. And then the next episode was Card Room again, but this time it's to help explain the rules. Hideyoshi is quizzing the others on it, and then they explain why their answers are right or wrong. And now, Dev, are you ready for pop-up shops and products and things trying to steal your wallet?
I looked at the preview earlier. I was like, no.
Okay, so Digimon Adventure 02 The Beginning pop-up corner will show up at the EEO store, Ikebukuro main store, August 17th through the 29th. The products are, we get can badges, we get acrylic cards, acrylic stamps, which all look fantastic. The art for these are really fucking solid.
I really love everyone, the yukatas.
Yeah. Canvas. I actually don't like the canvas artboard. I don't think it shows enough of the art.
Let's see. Scroll.
They're all framed as if like they're being framed for like pins or something. It's just kind of weird. Then we get the sliding accessory cases. And then, because that's not enough, they have to do the second art as
graph art.
Yes. Oh, and someone pointed out the other U.S. location for Juggernaut point out that it's Orlando, Florida.
Okay, that's a bit out of my driving range.
So, graph art time. So we get can badges. Can we point out that just like the activities on the can badges are especially funny? Like Hikari, like, looking at watermelon.
Louie gets a shaved ice.
Miyako has a rifle.
She deserves it.
Then we get can badges for the Digimon, which they're all doing the same thing as the humans. I have to say, for the Digimon, I think I know who has the best art. Vimon.
Hawkmon.
No, look at Vimon running.
I mean, if they gave him guns, that would make it even better.
To be fair, you can't see the end of those sticks. For all you know, they're guns. Or they could be Tonfas. Or he could be running to hit people in the shins, which is roughly his height. Then we get acrylic, mini acrylic stands for both. And here's where we can see Vimon is not holding a weapon. Although I will say, I think the creepiest of the graph art is Ukomon, because like the way the eyes are done doesn't make it like look like he has like evil empty eyes.
Yes, he has no soul. He is terrifying.
Well, but you'd know that watching the movie. Then we have a lunch tote. Then we have character clear case, sticker sheets. These are the nice stickers that they've done at a few of these events. Character mirror. And for every 2,200 yen spent, you get a random postcard.
Yay,
now, Dev, would you like to hear the good news or the bad news first?
Why not good news?
It's actually, they're both the same news. These are available to order online.
Oh, no.
You have to use an intermediary, but these are items that can be ordered, which means people come in for your wallet. It could be worse, Dev. Do you know when they put this news up?
After they'd already sold out?
No. They put it up at 1:55 a.m. when I was getting ready to lay down. This is like, fuck, I don't want to do this in the morning. Fine, I'll stay up for an hour and put this together, because I grab all the images, I mirror them, I make sure that I know what I'm posting about.
Your suffering is endless.
You know what the dumb thing is? If you look at, like, the can badges, I could just grab the one image that shows them all, but I'm like, no, it has to be as high resolution as I can get. And they
because you're a math.
And they put up really nice high resolution images of them all. But yeah, and
you know what? I've got a button press and a printer. Make them myself.
Yeah, it won't come out that nice. And then return to Kittyland. This will be at 6 Kittyland shops. They have motel. So what was interesting was the listing from Kittyland lists motel style keychains for all three with different designs. That appears to be a misprint. So it is
8
motel style keychains, which are the like diagonally tags, the diamond shaped ones. Then the crest style ones are leather keychains. That's why they're dark brown. And then the round ones are actually, do you remember those small coin cases you'd have as a kid on a trip?
God, yes, and I hated them.
It's those!
Oh, why?
Like, and here's the thing.
Was someone actually nostalgic for these?
Here's the funny thing. Once you know it's those and you look at the image, isn't it exactly those?
Yes, yes it is.
And then they also did designs that they call street style, where they're doing 4 shirts, a satchel bag, a bucket hat. So first, okay, the shirts all look nice. I don't think we have much to say with them because they're nice. We're not going to order them, but look good. The bag also looks nice. The hat. Do you know how many people have been like, I want the hat?
Are all these people named Takeru?
I've been going for the Gilligan joke. So here's the thing. I actually don't dislike the hat. I just think it's a bit busy looking. Especially since, unless I'm wrong, is it just Anshimon and Anjuamon repeating a bunch?
Yeah, they're just kind of like overlapped with each other.
Yeah, I like it. It's just a bit busy for me. So these will be at the 6 Kittyland locations, August 1st through 25th. But don't worry, they'll be at other places. They will be at Annabirth starting August 1st. The online Digimon Partners Toei Shop August 8th. So easy enough to order online, along with some other products that they did not announce. So the t-shirts, the hat, satchel bag. Kittyland and Annabirth also have the skateboard keychains, which people seem very excited by.
They're having flashbacks to like 2001.
Yes. See, I actually like them, and the price actually is not that bad. They're after taking into account conversion, about $6. Pins.
Still sounds pretty good.
Pins, stickers, your beloved coin case, Dev. Actually, the one that I saw that I thought of you, embroidery patches with the name of the name of the Digimon in the show in English, plus their eye design on the patch.
It's neat, but
yeah. Then metal can style plates, another T-shirt designed with Agumon's eye, and then pails, which I need. Like, when are these like carrying pails? Or like, did you ever have like the pail trash cans?
Yes.
A lot of times,
also like the pails that people filled with sand and just put out cigarette butts in.
Yeah, I remember the ones where they'd come with like the fake basketball hoop.
I've seen those, but never used.
Yeah, so I wonder if it's like that. And then for every 2,200 yen you spend, you get a double-sided sticker. One side is one of the TV brand logos, and the other side is the 25th anniversary key art. So yeah, August 1st, August 8th on Digimon Partners. And then Adventure 25th anniversary stuff at V-Jump. Nothing super wild here. I think it's all stuff we've seen here elsewhere. I still like seeing the lookup figures. And also that Tokomon plush from the Crane game.
I really want that one in the Tsunomon. I just want all the baby Crane game plushies.
Yeah, but they also show off the Hype Drop V-Pets, various products that will be coming. One of the things they showed that they didn't show elsewhere was more products for Annabirth, including tape, stickers, and stuff themed after, you know, on Keep On, how everything's in the circle designs, the second ending for Adventure.
Yeah,
it's themed after those.
Oh, neat!
And then there's it looks like a print with that shot from the end of the ending, where it shows all the Digimon at their highest level. And then for poll results for favorite type of Digimon pixel art, the winner was Vital Bracelet.
I'm not surprised. It's the most detailed and colorful so far.
Yeah, that mostly makes sense. Nothing super wild here, honestly. Like, that one got over one-third of the votes. Black and white were at the bottom.
Like, sorry, people like being able to identify their Digimon when they have a V-Pet.
And then, new poll, favorite Digimon TV anime, main character, perfect level.
I feel like this one can go pretty much anywhere.
Yeah. Although a lot of people seem very dedicated to trying to argue about what a perfect level is for this one. Like, a lot of people seem very upset that Aldemon is there. It's like, you knew which one Aldemon was going to show up in.
Yeah, it's so they can have, like, Susanomon for the ultimate or whatever.
I assume Kaiser Greymon will be an ultimate, and they might do, like, which extra level? Where then you'll have Omegamon, you'll have... The next one, I'm curious, for O2, do you have Imperial Dramon? Do you have both? Do you have both as a single entry?
Maybe Paladin mode?
Paladin feels like one you'd save for the extra thing, though.
Yeah. So I feel like for, like, base ultimate, they'd probably just have Dragon mode.
Yeah, I don't know, because so many people like Fighter, I could almost see you having Dragon slash Fighter as a single entry, and just be like, Imperial Dramon, regardless of which one of these two. We'll see, this closes in a couple weeks. But yeah,
it'll pop again.
I'm curious to see, though, but yeah. And then, for the weekend bat stuff, so first up, the Digimon music producer showed off the art that was done for Try. Although, interestingly, if you look, you can see the dot printing dots, and this does not appear to be the size of the CD cover, so I'm wondering if they'll be giving out posters at the screening.
Oh, would make sense.
And then Watanabe they sent him a production sample of the 25th anniversary art he did, and that thing looks nice and heavier duty than I expected, to be honest.
I am a framing snob, and I have no complaints.
No, it really does look nice. Then Toei Museum posted a few things. The first was they've closed the blackboard for us this summer. They aren't comfortable with people drawing on it when it's standing out there drawing when it's this hot.
Yeah, it's like, please don't die. Yeah.
Well, and like they also, and they like they also was like, if you hang out in our courtyard, please be careful. Then they also posted of watery characters from Marine Day asking, you know, what makes you think of the sea? And for Digimon, they posted a little Gomamon plush.
Gomamon says hydrate or dihydrate.
Basically. Jump Festa did have the Agumon mascot and the return of the Gabumon mascot.
And here we thought he'd been taken apart for,
To be fair, that it is possible that he was and that this is just a new one. Because if you look at that suit, that looks pristine. Oh, wait, hold it. Weren't Gabumon's... I think there's a color difference. Because his claws are pink. Weren't the toe claws pink last time also?
No, I think they were white.
I'm just misremembering that. But yeah, that looks like a pristine suit to me. Not something that's been sitting in storage for years. Then, because I don't remember if I had posted this. I'd posted when they put up the key art, but maybe not the 27th anniversary banner art. Where we get good look at all those V pets and everything.
Okay.
And then Usagi Bochi put up SD art for the Game Masters. And then Tomo put up dancing graffiti of Arisa and Violet. This was the best image.
That just sums up the last chapter.
Yeah. And then, yep, more. Annabirth had been posting some really nice promo images of the various stuff they're adding. Like, really nice images, to be honest.
Trying to steal my money.
And then Toei Anime Shop in Hong Kong in Tmall, they're going to be stocking a bunch of recent Japanese products like the Otodama and various stuff that probably will sell very quickly. We're in China, they're also getting some movie-related collector's cards. Very nice designs, to be honest. Minus maybe Aquilamon, like the beak looks weird when it's open.
Burb.
And also, do you remember that big, very expensive Adventure 2020 Tai Chi statue?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yamato and Metal Groomon are getting one.
Oh, damn.
At current conversions, it's over $800. Though it looks really nice, to be honest. Not spending $800 on it, but it looks nice. I will enjoy photos of it.
Yeah, it's like, even if I had the money...
Yeah.
And no other bills to pay. I don't know where I would put it.
Now, for good news, Dev, we don't have the prices for these, but some figures that, if they pop up, are actually affordable. So first, the Kaio Horiguchi circus art that she had done for the card game in which they made some products for, they're doing figures of all 8 Digimon.
Yeah!
They have,
I'm so happy!
They have full-color prototypes that were on display at China Joy, the convention a few days ago. And also, they're doing figures of the 25th anniversary balloon art. And these are only monochrome prototypes, but they look fucking amazing. Just, like, really, really good. And a lot of
It's very fun and very silly.
A lot of the BN figure stuff has made its way to the U.S., so I'm hopeful it will. I'm hopeful the coloring looks nice on these, because they really do look good. And at China Joy, Bandai had a sizable Digimon booth, including a blow-up Agumon and various mascot costumes.
Oh my god.
And Kenji Watanabe was there to do signings.
For a moment, I didn't realize that the Agumon was blown up. It's just like, oh, it's a plushie sitting on someone's table. It's like, oh. Oh, no, it's big.
No, that's like, because you can see the mascots in front of it, and that the mascots do not quite reach up to where the neck attaches to the head. So that's decently big. Then we get social art for Liberator. Usagi Bochi put up art of Arisa and Violet back-to-back. Very nice art. And Tomo Owen did the same, but this is more face-off art. I can't decide which is my favorite between these two, honestly.
Ooh.
I think it's the Usagi Bochi one.
I can't decide.
And then last up, Wawa Gag, who's doing Recollection, put up some Recollection style art.
I love the Betamon so much.
I think my favorite in this is the Tanemon, like, gnawing on her head. And you can see a bit of drool. And also
that's
Jelly...
what having a pet is like.
And also Jellymon clearly does not want to be there.
Well, too bad.
Someone gets to annoy Jellymon. And also, Digica player, who puts up a lot of card game news, went through and identified every toy, including finding photos of the toy from that key art that was in V-Jump. Down to including the cards.
That is dedicated and also awesome.
Yes, they found everything. It was... I like how they even point out the exact versions of the keychain that shows up on her backpack. So yeah, a lot of dedication there. And then it's time for questions. You guys in the chat can throw them up. We'll start with ones that were sent ahead of time. Someone said, what do you hope to see from the Digimon streaming thing on August 1st? So here is the key thing. For something like this, where it is a stage greeting, your expectation should be that you will get to see the short on YouTube after or during.
I want to see someone in the Agumon suit dancing.
They will almost certainly announce something, but if you... I've seen a few too many pie in the sky things. Like, I've seen people go, they should announce a new Digimon Adventure, a new Digimon Tamers, a new Digimon Frontiers. It's like, slow down. Like, if you want to have the pie in the sky fantasies about what they'll announce, stick with, like, a TV show and a movie. If you really want to go for, like, the brass ring wish, don't go for, like, three TV shows, because that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, you'll just disappoint yourself.
Yeah. I would like to see whatever they announce. I would like to watch the short, then go to bed. I would say the wildest thing, I would like to see something on Blu-ray that is not on Blu-ray yet. Even, like, here's the thing. I'm not a huge Savers fan. If they announce Savers on Blu-ray, I would be perfectly happy with that. If they announce something new coming out on TV or in theaters a year or two from now, really cool. But I have no real expectations right now. I just hope that they... Like, if it is just a stage greeting and then we get to see a few-minute trailer short, I'd be perfectly happy.
Cool if they announce, like, hey, we're doing, like, little five-minute shorts that will release, like, one every couple of months.
Oh, that'd be neat. Just do, like, one for each anime.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be neat. But, yeah, it would not be shocking if they announced a TV show or a movie, though. But I would go into it with no expectations. I think expectations also heighten because 10 years ago, this is the equivalent event to what started off everything that leads us to now.
The nonstop deluge of Digimon shit.
Yeah. Joe asks, how come the Data Squad DVD set isn't as available as it was in the past, as the past seasons? That's because those four were released, and then they also got the box set, and honestly, those four are just far more popular than Data. Even if you do Tamers or Frontier, which are far less bought than Adventure and O2, Data Squad just ends up going down a bit. And so do various other, like, Fusion wasn't as wanted as Adventure in 02 once it got past being new. It's just not as wanted, which happens.
Yep, just gotta keep in mind that companies want to make money, and if they're not making money off of something, they're not gonna print a ton of it over and over again.
To be fair, that set was in print for, like, 7 years or so. Like, that's really? Not a... That's not a bad run. Like, you could find it a decent chunk of time. But yeah. And that was the second company that did Data Squad DVDs. Because I can't remember the company. Because a different company did them before New Video and Cinedigum did. Oh, Wellgo did Data Squad DVDs for a while. They did not finish. They only did 1/4 the series or 1/2 or whatever. But yeah, just less popular. Then... What is the next movie we plan to watch?
Deadpool versus Wolverine.
I can't give that answer because I saw it Thursday.
I've been working nonstop.
I've been avoiding I've been avoiding talking to friends about it just so I don't spoil anything for them. Because there's some very fun stuff if you go into it blind.
I was told that I should watch Logan before I go and
I would say yes, but if you don't, it's fine. The main thing you need to know, they will explain.
This is like, I don't have time to see it anyway.
Yeah, yeah, so. I wouldn't worry about it. If you find the time, just go. The next movie I plan to see, based on how tired I am after this, I've been considering, since I have the time, watching the new Beverly Hills Cop.
Seen a trailer for that.
I've also been tempted by various other movies, like a gun. Do we want to count movies we've seen before?
Why not?
I'd gotten the 4K remaster of The Beastmaster.
Oh, I remember you showing me that. I was like, holy shit, I haven't heard of that since it came out.
Yeah. And tomorrow, I think, a Blu-ray from the UK arrives of The Story of Ricky, which is probably most known to people who watch Evo, and at the end where they could do the, you're all free now, is from that movie.
Not ringing a bell.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. Like I was saying, the thing most people know that movie's from is if they watch the Evo tournament stream, at the very end, they show a clip of the movie.
Yeah, not something I watch. So.
Yeah, I assume Beverly Hills Cop, though, honestly. Then, do you think we'll get more of the new fancy Digivices for the other shows? I assume they mean the color one. It feels like it's a yes because of just how much people swarmed on that fucking thing. Like, even if you do them for the shows that are less popular, it feels like those will probably sell.
Absolutely.
Like, I...
Also, please reprint them again. I still need to get them.
Like, here's what I honestly expect. It... Do O2. Do Tamers. Do Friend. And then they'll keep doing it until they go, okay, time to stop.
Juggernaut, I hope they do Crossloaders.
Juggernaut says for the TCG, they see the... God, when you say lottery cards and you see them have multiple decks, please tell me you're not talking about ghost rares and you're just talking about like the rare, more rare variants. If someone's actually out there playing with 8 ghost rares, they're a sociopath. Full on sociopath.
I mean, that kind of sums up the personalities of people I've seen at card tournaments in general.
No, but no one's showing up with $1,000 for 8 cards. In fact, the ghost cards are worth more than that now. Devin says, Frontier is filled with lots of armor from Digimon. Is this because Digimentals are common in the universe, or Digimon just naturally evolved in armor? It's just more Digimon to have show up. Generally speaking, they're not worried about armors and armor digivolving. It's just more Digimon to appear. A lot of the armored Digimon have solid designs, and they have a wide variety of designs, which makes them very good to show up. And whether they're doing stuff or not, they help fill out crowds and to have things to do. I don't think I have more to say on that. Do you, Dev?
Not really.
Based on what we said last time, do we think Power Rangers is dead? So here's the thing. Power Ranger fandom has cracked into different groups of people being weirdly annoying. Just the people like, it's dead, it's dead. One, every franchise takes hiatus. It's definitely not what it was. But then you also have the people like, I can prove it's not dead. They announce a new comic book. And it's like, that's not the... There's comic books for the franchise Mask. And I don't mean the Mask starring Jim Carrey. I mean the old, not quite G.I. Joe at Transforming Vehicles Mask.
Damn.
Yeah, like, there's a new Space Ghost comic coming out. Not many of us are like, Space Ghost, that's a healthy franchise.
Wait, I have a question. Is it Space Ghost, or is it Space Ghost Coast to Coast?
No, it's original. Multiple times they have done Space Ghost comics. They're like serious and everything. It is not the comedy Space Ghost, which is funny because every time they announce a new serious Space Ghost comic, I'm like, no one, is there anyone who's looking for Space Ghost stuff nowadays who honestly wants that? Like, if it was a comedy Space Ghost comic, you'd probably go buy it, wouldn't you? Like to read it?
Absolutely.
Okay, are you ready for what the new miniseries is called, Dev? Just hearing the name, you're going to go, ugh, because no one wants it. Space Ghost, The Ghost Rises. like, no, we want to see him sitting behind a desk. We want to... Like,
we want Zorak like stealing the last of the coffee or some shit.
Yes, there's a very small audience who's like, I love Space Ghost from his Scooby-Doo-esque 60s cartoon, but also make that more serious because I'm old now. No, we want to see him sitting at the desk with a drawing where he's interviewing Mark Hamill, is what the people want. And then Brack just shows up being stupid. And also
just throw the crossover with Harvey Birdman, attorney at law.
And also Moltar is there for some reason. Like, that is what the people want. But here's the thing. Power Rangers is in a very strange place. Is it dead? No. Is it the healthy? It always has a show running. It was? No. But also, like...
You can go into any toy store and find some toys floating around.
All old at this point. There's, like, all the new stuff on shelves is, like, collector's stuff. It's not going to be till fall 2025 that the normal toys are coming back. And those are going to be Season 1 toys from Playmates. Because Hasbro's not making them. It is very strange. Also,
every time I think of Playmates, I think of like the little Tyke toys. So then I just imagine the Power Rangers at like the little people.
Okay,
toys for, like,
so here's the thing. Bandai, when they did Power Ranger toys, they didn't make those type of toys, so they licensed it out to Mattel. And Mattel actually made like super deformed little kids Power Ranger toys. I think I heard someone say a couple days ago that Mattel has that license again from Hasbro and will be doing those type of Power Ranger toys again. So you may see that. Also, hilariously, since I brought up last time that they were doing the 2003 Ninja Turtles as higher-end figures, not quite that high-end, NECA just announced they're doing a new line of 2012 Ninja Turtles. They showed off the renders of the first one. Dev, are you ready for what the first one's going to be?
No.
It's a $35 Mikey, and it comes with Ice Cream Kitty. Exactly. Anyone who watched 2012 will remember Ice Cream Kitty, who 99% of the time was a kitty who mutated with ice cream, and they just kept it in the freezer so it wouldn't melt. And they would just open the freezer, and it would meow, and sometimes they would find something for it to do. But yes. Let's see.
They know exactly what the people want.
Juggernaut's just like, no, card game people are crazy. I play with them for tournaments. Then, who is the holier dragon, Digimon, Godramon, or Holydramon?
Holydramon. Because it is holier.
I'm trying to think, like, if I were to really think about this seriously, it almost feels like it matters how they're posing. Because, like, if Godramon has, like, the glowing arms and shit... I might go with Gatchaman, but I'd probably say Holydramon if I were to answer seriously. Then, last chance in chat for questions. Someone said, thoughts on what might work good for Digimon games since there's a producer change and maybe plans are in flux. So here's what I think would work. And I don't mean like long term, but I think the first is every game does not need to be an attempt at a be-all, end-all game. Like, make a basic Digimon shooter. Like a bullet hell shooter, dude. Like, some limited development, make it $15 and just, hey, here's a shooter.
Hell, they could just redo Rearise to be just completely first, like, one player, and then just, like, hey, pay us $20, it's on, like, the PlayStation
store. Here's the thing. I think that would make money. I don't know if that would do anything positive for, in the sense of, oh, players have a good game now. And then, like, feel more positive. Because at this point, it's been a while. The gameplay wasn't really compelling. It was more the story. And
they could fix it up, especially to make it, you know.
I guess if you just made it, like, mock Cyber Sleuth, maybe. I just don't know what the interest would be at this point.
They don't have to spend as much resources, and they can just crank out a game.
I guess that's not impossible, but... I don't know, somehow it just feels like it was not in-depth enough of a game. Especially when, like, you would have to have walking around, you would have to have the map be relevant rather than be a gacha map. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And at some point, it's just building a new game for a story that's already been told and made? I don't know. But I think, try doing, like, a wave of small games.
Make a whole bunch of mini-games, kind of like in Pokemon Stadium. Just Digimon-themed mini-games.
See, I think that would work for, like, a family fun sense. I don't know how much fans would like that, though. I think it would be amusing as hell, honestly.
You don't always need an epic. Sometimes you just need something, like, to occupy yourself for, like, 15-20 minutes. That's fun.
Then, I don't think we're going to answer questions about lyrics, because lyrics are always supposed to be flowery and not necessarily accurate. Anything calling something new in lyrics is just meant to sound exciting. I wouldn't worry about it. See, I'm still trying to think about games, like what to do. There's only one answer, Def. Make a Digimon version of Truxton. Actually, I don't think you've ever played Truxton, have you?
No, I have not. I think I've seen, like, maybe one clip ever.
Yeah, I bought the PC port of a bunch of Toaplon games a while ago, but hadn't played them because I assumed the ports would be ratty. And then I got a new controller that I wanted to test and stuff. So I started playing, like, wow, they actually ported it really nice. It's like, oh no, I'm going to be spending way too much time with these. And then last question, Devin asks, any updates on O2 subbed or the movie collection? No updates at the moment. Same answer as it's been, which is approvals, approvals, approvals. And once it's not approvals, I will make sure everyone knows for sure. Okay, that is it for questions. Dev, what Wikimaru code do you like people to read?
Shortmon, because I want cake right now. But I cannot have cake.
I don't think I have cake, which makes it hard to have cake.
I got cake, but I kind of accidentally left it in the fridge at work. So it's not here. It's just far away from me, mocking me.
I have some leftover beef and broccoli.
I went tiramisu.
I think we will catch you guys all in a couple weeks. I don't think we'll be doing an episode next week, even if there's news. I think we'll wait another week. Because also by then, Digimon Comics will be out. We'll have that to talk about. I expect in 2 weeks will be our normal Monday. And we will catch you guys next time. Thank you everyone for coming and listening. Bye.
Bye.